This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am your host, Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. I work here in Midtown. Our office is open. I am also available via telemedicine. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. If you have questions, topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss, that you'd like to hear me weigh in on this Intelligent Medicine podcast, you can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. So I want to talk to you about sulfur-rich foods. What are the benefits of sulfur? And this is coming via full script. Did you know that sulfur is the third most abundant mineral in the human body and that it assists in lots of functions, including the building and repairing of DNA, as well as protecting ourselves from damage? And there's research that has identified several health benefits of consuming sulfur-rich foods, including a reduced risk of developing certain chronic health conditions. So what is sulfur? Sulfur is an essential mineral. What does it mean that it is essential? The body doesn't make it. Therefore, it's categorized as essential, meaning you have to get it from dietary sources. So, thankfully, sulfur is available in a whole wide variety of foods. And it's supplied by inorganic sulfates in our drinking water, and in sulfur-containing compounds in foods known as organosulfur compounds. Let me talk to you about some sulfur-containing foods before I get more into this. So you know that it's in a lot of the foods that you're already eating. And here is a small alphabetical list. Asparagus. And I'll go through all this again later. Asparagus, avocado, blueberries, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. We're eating these, right? Cabbage, carrots, cheese, cherries, chives, coconut, egg yolks, garlic, grapes, grains, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, legumes, mustard, nuts and seeds, onions, parsley, radishes, red peppers, rutabaga, shallot, Swiss chard, tomatoes, turnips, watercress, right? And there are two primary amino acids found in foods considered to be organosulfur compounds, cysteine and methionine. Think about the N-acetylcysteine supplement that you take, for those of you who take it. You're getting a sulfur compound there, cysteine. It's very beneficial. Cysteine and methionine. And while methionine is an essential amino acid, cysteine can be synthesized by the body, making it non-essential. However, dietary sulfur is necessary for the production of that cysteine, right? So in order for your body to make enough of that cysteine, you need to eat sulfur-rich foods of the list that I just mentioned, and I know you're getting some of that. So these amino acids and other of these organosulfur compounds, they're found in all of these vegetables that I mentioned, in nuts and seeds and legumes, right? It's in eggs. And sulfur, it's also found in animal-based foods. You heard me mention eggs and cheese. We've also got some in seafood and poultry and meat. And sulfur is used for several beneficial applications in medicine. As a natural antimicrobial, sulfur is an effective treatment for certain dermatological conditions, such as acne, rosacea, warts, dandruff. And sulfur is also used in the metabolism of certain medications like anti-inflammatories, anti-convulsant drugs, antibiotics. And while there's no RDA for sulfur, there's no recommended daily allowance for sulfur, the health benefits are clear. And eating sulfur-rich foods like the ones I mentioned, and I'll mention them again at the end, it's the best way to ensure that we're getting adequate amounts. So the top seven sulfur-rich food sources, you heard me mention them, but there is also meat and seafood, chicken, crab, lobster, scallops, organ meats. You're getting sulfur there. You're getting sulfur in eggs, nuts and seeds, almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, dairy products like cheese and yogurt, legumes like chickpeas, like kidney beans, lentils and peas, allium vegetables, garlic, leeks, onions, shallots, scallions. So make sure you're getting enough. In your cruciferous vegetables, arugula, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, radishes, right? So growing evidence suggests that consuming sulfur compounds found in these foods and supplements may have anti-inflammatory effects and reduce your risk of developing certain chronic conditions. It can reduce the risk, for example, of cardiovascular disease. The primary sulfur-containing compounds in cruciferous vegetables, known as glucosinolates, may contribute to lower incidences of cardiovascular disease. Now, one study demonstrated a positive correlation between the consumption of cruciferous vegetables and lower incidences of cardiovascular diseases and cardiovascular disease-related mortality. This protective effect is believed to be due in part to their glucosinolate content. Now, did you know that steaming broccoli for 1 to 3 minutes helps maximize the bioavailability of sulfur-containing compounds? Hey, for all of you raw foodies out there, in this case, you may want to steam that broccoli. It helps to maximize the bioavailability of sulfur-containing compounds. We're not meant to eat everything raw. All of our vegetables raw, you see. What else may sulfur-rich foods be useful for? It may reduce joint and muscle pain. You've heard of MSM. MSM is methyl sulfonyl methane. methyl sulfonyl methane. This is a sulfur-containing compound found in these plant and animal-based foods that I mentioned, and certain dietary supplements for those of you who may be taking MSM for joint health. Research has demonstrated that MSM may reduce inflammation and decrease joint and muscle pain. A randomized double-blind study found that individuals with osteoarthritis-associated knee pain experienced a reduction in pain and had improved joint function following 12 weeks of MSM supplementation administered twice daily. So in about 3 months' time, they found, and this is a randomized double-blind study, which is your gold standard, right, in scientific research, they found that individuals with osteoarthritis-associated knee pain experienced a reduction in pain and had improved joint function in only about 3 months. So, and research like that is ongoing. So all of your cruciferous vegetables, you know that those sulforaphanes are beneficial in cancer prevention, right? And sulforaphane can also be protective against certain cancers. Sulforaphane is the active form glucuronephanin belonging to the glucosinolate family. That's where the sulforaphanes come from. Found in cruciferous vegetables, this compound is recognized for its antioxidant and anti-cancer effects. Allium vegetables, that's your scallions and your leeks and your garlic, your onions. Allium vegetables are rich in organosulfur compounds, which may also help inhibit the growth of cancer cells in the esophagus, in breasts, and lungs. That's according to some animal studies. So eat your onions, your garlic, your leeks, right? Your shallots, your scallions. I love some raw scallion dipped in a tiny bit of salt and crunch on that. It's part of a crudité platter. The crudité platter consisting of things like celery and chopped peppers and cucumber and carrots and maybe some endive leaves and things. Beautiful. And scallions. So, furthermore, MSM may also have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, contributing to its potential anti-cancer benefits. Studies have shown that MSM may help boost immune function and induce cancer cell death in the colon, gastrointestinal tract, and in liver cancers. Glutathione, you know, glutathione is probably our most powerful antioxidant that supports immune function, and it protects cells from inflammation, requires sulfur for its synthesis and structure. Think about it. N-acetylcysteine, that cysteine is developed also in the body, but if you also take the supplemental form of NAC, N-acetylcysteine, it boosts glutathione because it's a precursor. But research has shown that supplementing with MSM and eating plenty of sulfur-containing foods may increase glutathione levels and encourage the upregulation of glutathione enzyme activity as well as reduce oxidative stress that can lead to cancer. This is very important in the setting of prevention of cancer and prevention of cancer recurrence. Glutathione is also the master antioxidant for our detoxification. So you want to make sure that you're eating all of these beautiful sulfur-rich foods. And if you're eating a well-balanced diet, you're getting a lot of these already, rest assured. What else about sulfur? Well, it may lower risk of certain neurodegenerative diseases. These glucosinolates found in these sulfur-rich foods have been shown to reduce the risk of developing certain neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Think about that. Parkinson's especially may have to do with our toxic exposures. All of these sulfur-rich containing foods help with the detoxifying process. Phase 1 and phase 2 in the liver helps with all of that, these glucosinolates. And emerging research has demonstrated that sulforaphane-rich foods may have protective effects against amyloid beta-induced oxidative damage that can contribute to the development of neurodegenerative diseases. These amyloid beta plaque buildup in the brain, that's a hallmark of Alzheimer's. That's what they're talking about here. And that sulforaphane may also promote the clearance of those amyloid beta, these beta amyloid plaques, the buildup in the brain, potentially reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Now, these beta amyloid plaques, or the beta amyloid, all of that is part of the metabolism of the brain, but it is meant to be cleared. So if it is not detoxing properly, it is not being cleared, right? And this is where glucosinolates found in our sulfur-rich foods are extremely important. And we're talking about the prevention or the management of Alzheimer's disease. And you know, Alzheimer's disease does much better on a very low-carb, a ketogenic diet, because the brain will prefer ketones for its fuel rather than blood glucose. It can actually aid in the clearing of those the beta amyloid plaques in Alzheimer's. So what's the bottom line? Sulfur is necessary for several bodily functions, and the existing research is suggesting a possible link between the intake of sulfur-rich foods and a lower risk of these certain chronic conditions that we're talking about here. And the main dietary sources of sulfur include allium and cruciferous vegetables, animal proteins, dairy, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And while there's no recommended daily allowance for sulfur, consuming enough of these foods will ensure that you're getting plenty of it. So think about this. You know, the next time you're having some chicken or scallops or a steak, make sure you're having your arugula salad and broccoli or your cabbage, right? It could be a cooked cabbage. It could be a coleslaw that you make. Make sure there's plenty of garlic and leeks. Make sure you're using your onions, shallots. If you're having your breakfast of eggs, that sulfur is contained in your egg yolks. If you're having a snack of nuts and seeds, you're getting plenty there, especially if you're choosing almonds and walnuts and sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, and Brazil nuts. If you're having dairy products like cheese and yogurt, you're getting sulfur there. And especially if you're somebody who's cooking at home and regularly sauteing things in onions and garlic and shallots, you're getting plenty of it there. Make sure to use a good fat, like a good quality extra virgin olive oil, a good quality coconut oil, a good quality butter, a pastured butter, an organic butter, or ghee, which is clarified butter. You want to make sure that you're using plenty of good fats in cooking these foods. And remember, steaming that broccoli is going to make that sulfur more available. Remember that. If you steam that broccoli for 1 to 3 minutes, I really like it, especially at 3 minutes, and then I put a little lemon on it or something, maybe some butter, a little salt and pepper. That's really what we're talking about. So sulfur-rich foods, all of these are beneficial for health. By steaming that broccoli, it helps to maximize the bioavailability of sulfur-containing compounds. Eat well, everyone. And a reminder to email me to radioprogram@AOL.com with your questions and any topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on Intelligent Medicine. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on this podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.